What does the doctor eat with spaghetti? Dalek bread. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of December 12th, 2016. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I'm joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
What's up?
Can't think of a joke off of Dalek bread. Trying to, like...
Dalek.
Garlic Nate. That's as good as I
garlic
got.
Garlic Nate.
That's as good as I got. I wanted something along those lines, but was actually good.
Yeah. Well, as we learned about 10 minutes ago, I'm better with those than you are, which the listeners will learn after the end theme, because I won't cut that bit out.
Yeah. You're listening to
17 minutes of bullshit. I'm going to have to edit down.
Listening to Weekly News Nights.
Oh, God, yeah. It's 8 o'clock at night. We usually record in the afternoon, but
nights.
Somebody was busy all day.
Somebody. Oh.
And then not prepared, so it took you half an hour or more to get stuff set up.
Yes, Simon. Hot.
All right. So, we're continuing our December month of doing our top fives.
Oh, boy.
And for this week, we're doing comics and books. Which we have 5 books and 5 comics. So now we will rank them. We know 15 to 20 minutes of paring down the list.
Yeah. Because I read a fair bit of comics and books, and many of them were from 2015.
Yeah, I didn't read many comics or books, and almost none of them were from 2016.
I kept Googling release dates for things that I've read, and I'm like, nope, 2015, nope, that one's 2014.
Yeah, I thought something came out early this year, and he Googled it, now it's 2 years ago. Shit.
Yep.
Good times.
Time is hard.
Time is hard.
How time does it work? Time is a flat circle.
What?
That's how it works, right? Flat circle.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's wibbly wobbly. We'll just go with that.
I think it's a sphere.
It's more like a ball of yarn.
That was part of the line.
I did it.
That was definitely part of the line.
Nailed it.
Anyway, I guess we're starting with books because it's the first thing.
Yeah.
So, one of these books is a cheat because it's actually re-release. But that's okay. It was my edition. So, our 5 books are Star Wars, Lost Stars, Star Wars Ahsoka. Is that how you spell Ahsoka?
Probably.
I don't think, is there an H there? I don't think there's an H there. I think the H and the S are, I think you put it backwards.
Nope, it's right.
That's weird.
Might not be right.
World of Warcraft Illidan. Good job, Brain. And Power Up, How Japanese Video Games Something Something. It's a long title, but it's Power Up colon something else.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Did you misspell Ahsoka?
No.
Did you misspell something else?
Last Stars came out at the end of 2015.
Oh, god damn it, Andrew. You're the worst.
I'm so sure it was 2016.
What's the one? Oh, it might be comics. There's 2 of them. No, they're definitely books. The second one is Life Debt. What's this? Those Star Wars books?
Aftermath.
Yeah. Are those books? Those books.
Yeah, they're books.
When did the first one come out?
Last year. But the second one came out this year.
But you haven't read it?
I read them. I just don't want to put them on this list.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. Oh, look. Now we have Star Wars Catalyst.
Which came out recently. Very recently.
Oh, that's the Rogue One prequel, isn't it?
Yeah, the Rogue One prequel.
I put that on my list. So... The now updated list is Star Wars Catalyst, Star Wars Ahsoka, World of Warcraft Illidan, Good Job Brain, and Power Up, How Japanese Video Games, blah, blah, blah.
Yatta!
Okay. So, Andrew. You have read 3 of these books, and I have read 2.
I'm going to go ahead and give number 1 to Ahsoka.
Okay. Why?
Because it's a good book, and it's got Ahsoka, and the audiobook is read by the voice Ashley actress. Epstein. Yeah. Thanks.
I know. I heard about it, and we talked about it before.
Yeah.
In point of fact. And I thought, I'm pretty sure it was Ashley Eckstein, and I Googled it, and I was like, yeah, vindicated.
So that's number 1.
Okay.
Now, after that, do you have any strong feelings?
I mean, how was Illidan? I love Illidan as a character.
It was good. It was pretty much the story you know, except from Illidan's perspective.
Which is nice.
If you played through the Outland campaign stuff, Not the campaign. What do you, I guess.
What
do
you talk? You mean you're talking like
Burning Crusade
10 years ago?
Yeah, if you play through Burning Crusade, it's the same story, but it's all from Illidan's perspective. Also Maiev's perspective.
Oh, that's interesting. We should play that one. I'm good with that as too.
Okay. I'm good with that too.
I like Good Job Brain. Even though, I mean, it's not like a book, like a story, right?
Right. Okay, so Catalyst is three.
Trivia games. And trivia, it's a trivia book, mostly. You know?
Yes.
A book full of trivia and games to do. And Power Up, I'm leaving it, I have to give Power Up 5 because it was actually released 10 years ago, and it's been out of print for 10 years. And now they have reprintings.
Hooray! What a world we live in.
Yep. It's good books. Both of those last two are great books. You should pick them up and support Good Job Brain. It's a fine podcast.
You should also pick up Ahsoka. And if you're a Star Wars nerd, Catalyst is good.
So, I mean, yeah. Get that prequel before you go see the movie.
Yeah. Come on. It's got some cool stuff in it. And then it really gets you accustomed to the name of
God. Jin?
Jin
Erso.
Erso. Not Jan Ors.
Jin Erso. I know. They put it too close to an existing, non-existing character. Yeah, an
existing, non-existing character.
Yeah.
But one that I hear too often.
I love to Jan.
Stupid X-Wing.
And Star Wars... What the hell will those games go? Jedi Knight.
Knigget.
Jedi Knigget. great games. Especially two. And three? Was it called three? I might have just been called Jedi Knight Jedi Academy or something. It's where you get to choose.
There wasn't a three.
You get to make your own person. Kyle Katarn's your teacher.
Right.
It's actually pretty cool. You get to choose from a bunch of races. Anyway, we're not talking about that now. Let's go to comics.
Comics. So our nominations are Monstrous, Star Wars Vader Down, Star Wars Poe Dameron, Saga the Sixth the Trade, and Rat Queens, Volume 3.
I assume Saga's also volumes, but I don't actually remember. I just look at the numbers. I don't remember. I don't look at the words around the numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw cover. Six. It has six written out, so I didn't see a word around it.
So I've read one of these, and it's the one that Andrew hasn't.
Yep, and I've read the rest.
Because 2016 has been a busy year.
I'm going to give Monstrous number one.
Okay, go for it.
Because it's good, neat. Cool.
It's got a cat with two tails.
Yeah, it's really well done. I was out on Black Friday, and I saw it on the shelf, and I was like, oh, that looks neat, and then I just flipped through it.
The art's great.
And it was like $12 for a pretty thick trade.
Yeah, wow, that, yeah.
And that's a good deck. Yeah, it's great. It deserves it. And then Vader Down?
I don't know. What's Vader Down about? He crash lands somewhere?
Yeah, and then has to do stuff. It's like the old one where he crash landed somewhere. And had to do some stuff. Except on this one's
officially canon.
Yeah. And because I like the last one so much, and this one's just the same but different and new, I like the idea a lot. And they did good on it.
These are post Death Star, right?
Yeah.
Post Death Star one?
Yeah.
I never read the first one either, but I heard it was good. So, Saga. Saga 6. It's got to be third. It's fantastic. It's more Saga. More great Saga. Stuff is coming to a head, and I don't know where they're going, but I'm very excited to where they're going. So I look forward to more Saga.
And then put Rat Queens at 4, and then Star Wars at 5.
Because Rat Queens, which I've never read Rat Queens, but I always want to because it's a good concept. And the art is fantastic.
Yeah, the art is fantastic. And the writing is funny, and the characters are cool. Story's fantasy.
And then there's Poe.
Poe, Poe Dameron.
You know, he's there. He exists.
Yeah. That came out this year. Nailed it.
5. We did that in less than half the time.
Yeah. It's a lot easier. We don't have to cut things.
Yeah, that's a fact. That took us only 10 minutes, give or take. Wait. All right, so I want to move into the actual news of the week.
Yeah, tell me about John Wick.
You know what? I don't think there's any John Wick news.
I don't think so either. Let me quickly Google that while you read the news.
Look for like Deadpool 2 news, because, you know, director now.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, going into movie news, what I do is actually Googling John Wick. I can see his screen from here. Couple of trailers and movies. We have the Spider-Man Homecoming. They're both more teaser trailers. Spider-Man Homecoming teaser trailer, I guess. You don't see a lot of the story. You see a little bit of the story, I suppose.
It's like a 3-minute.
Yeah, but you don't see really a lot of the story. You see the Vulture. You see him and his fancy Iron Man spider suit, but not the Iron Spider, but, you know, the one he got in Civil War. You see him being weird in high school. You see the hotel from, I think it's the Marriott in Atlanta.
I believe so.
Where, from Dragon Con, it's a very well-known, look to it.
It's not carpet?
Well, it's got a very well-known carpet, but you see it from the ground up, but it's like an open, oh, hey, hello, Mac. Wow. Nice to hear your fan.
Doesn't like John Wick, apparently.
it's like every floor. It's like open in the center. This hotel is open in the center, and every floor has like a balcony. And it's very recognizable to anybody who's seen pictures or ever gone to Dragon Con. So that was funny for me. You see that in that split second shot of the Vulture flying down it. What else do we see in this trailer? Teaser, plus in this trailer we see that the suit he has at least at one point has the old classic webbing, armpit webbing.
And a disrobe button.
And a loosened button. Yeah. No, not me. It's like falls. That was great. It also explains how the hell somebody could get into that goddamn thing.
Yeah. And it's got Tony.
It's got a lot of Tony Stark in the mentor role, even once at the end in him in the suit, in the Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Not just in his, you know, regular suit. And a great scene where he's trying to get out of the limo.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil that for anybody. You need to watch the trailer, which there's a link in our show notes to this trailer.
It's good. An adorable Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. It is very good.
That's what they should call it, the adorable Spider-Man.
No, I think Homecoming is fine. Because he's in high school and he's coming home from the, you know, where the fuck were they? Switzerland? No. Germany? No. Civil War. Wherever they were. Yeah. Wherever that fight was in Civil War. And he's like, man, he had a taste of the big league, basically. And he wants to do more, but he's, you know, he's still young and he needs to do his regular life stuff.
Graduate
high school, at least. Yeah. Why did you look so terrified at the microphone?
My voice didn't sound like how I expected it to.
Because you were too far away?
Yeah.
Because you were focused on drinking?
Nope.
This trailer is good. Certainly worth a watch. Or two. Almost as good as this next trailer, which is the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer. You see a little bit of stuff here. See some more Baby Groot doing some stuff. Rocket trying to explain things to him.
A bomb. The button one.
Yeah, the button one.
I swear we talked about this.
I don't think so, man. I don't think we did.
Oh, we just talked about... No, we didn't.
No, we talked about the
Telltale. Right.
The Telltale thing and the...
Yeah.
Which was the tape thing floating in space.
Yeah.
They look like they're in therapy at one point in this trailer.
Group therapy with someone who can read minds.
Read minds or emotions or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you see them fighting some big, creepy, giant monster things.
And, oh, this Baby Groot's so adorable.
Yep. But we don't see a ton of... Again, this is more of a teaser trailer. You don't really see any story or any context, per se. It comes out in May 2017. I did not say when Spider-Man Homecoming was coming out, because I forget. But Guardians of the Galaxy comes out in May next year. I'm very looking forward to it. Looks good. Looks like it's going to continue to be good. Don't read those comments, Andrew. Don't do it. I saw you scroll down on that YouTube page.
I was looking for Spider-Man.
I was reading, I don't remember what I was, oh, it was the Doctor Who Christmas special trailer that we're going to talk about in TV. And I read some of the comics, and I was like, okay, or comments. And I was like, God, why did I just do that to myself?
Yep, that was dumb.
I read YouTube comments. Why did I do that to myself?
I typed 2016 instead of release date.
Look.
Killing it. 2017, yeah. July 7th.
Yeah.
But I'll just say 2017.
Yeah, it's
getting real here.
It might move.
Oh, apparently Sony has set 2019 release date for Homecoming 2.
Another Spider-Man movie. It's not going to be Homecoming 2. Yes. But that one, for sure.
Homecoming 2.
That one for sure is going to move. Anyway, so those two trailers, Spider-Man and Guardians, super good. Totally worth watching. They're 3 to 4 minutes each. You got anything to say about them, Andrew?
Well, I like them.
It's good enough. Let's move on to TV. Starting with this very teaser trailer of DuckTales. Yes, that's right. DuckTales. They're redoing it. Yeah, you get a little bit. You get a little bit of the near the end of the industry, and you get a little bit of the redone, updated theme. But mostly, this is you hear like Donald Duck noise. You see the money, and you hear the tune. There's also a teaser image out there that is Launchpad, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and jeez, that's loud. That was loud.
Woo!
That was loud.
I couldn't hear it.
I know you took your headphones off because you knew it was going to be loud.
No, because I couldn't hear it.
I could hear it. So you could have heard it with your headphones on. There's also a teaser. Anyway, there's a teaser image out there with Launchpad and Scrooge and
McQuack.
Scrooge McDuck.
Launchpad McQuack.
Launchpad McQuack, Scrooge McDuck, Huey Dewey, and Louie. And what's there was a girl, Webb. Not Webifer. It was something like that, though.
Wobbuffet.
I cannot remember her name, because she was added later, because there was literally zero female characters in that show.
I don't remember any female characters other than the duck.
The duck? Really, the duck in DuckTales.
Let me back that one up.
No relations. Nobody in the McDuck family.
A MacDuck. Yeah, this person.
Oh, right. Her. They're,
The Miss. The Benetha Beakley.
Yes, the servant.
Maid.
Maid person. Yes, nanny. No, there is a young, a Huey, Dewey, and Louie aged duck named Webb or something or other in the teaser image. I don't remember her name.
Launchpad McQuack is so cool.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see more of the, what was the superhero, his superhero name?
He should team up with, Baloo.
Baloo? The Jungle Book bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Baloo. So there it looks, in the teaser image, it looks not the same, but it's not, like, weirdly different. Whatever, I can't remember her name. It's Webb or something or other. It's a play on a real name, but with Webb as the beginning of her name. Okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving up on Googling it, because my Google Foo was failing.
Yeah, my Google Foo. I'm just looking at Tailspin now.
This is 26 Google. At least you didn't end up on Tumblr this time.
Yeah.
anyway, so DuckTales, that's the thing that's happening. It's going to happen on Disney XD, I believe, sometime next year. That's all we really have. I don't think we have it. We don't have a more concrete date than next year. But somehow this passes by, because this was out before San Diego Comic-Con. And even showed some stuff at San Diego Comic Con. And we completely missed it. But DuckTales, man. Awesome.
Yeah. They re-released the video game.
I know. Heaven on Steam.
Last year, this year. Time is a ball of yarn.
I think it was this year. Because I have it on Steam. It's great. Speaking of Time is a Ball of Yarn, Doctor Who Christmas Special has a trailer. It's out there. Boy. On the YouTubes. It's,
It's super.
The return of Dr. Mysterio, I believe is what the thing is called. And yes, there is some sort of superhero called the Ghost. And he can fly.
A masked vigilante.
He can fly.
He can fly.
Looks good. It looks, and they have the, they have like the bald guy from the last episode of the last season, I think, right? That's who that guy is. You haven't seen the trailer? Oh, you haven't seen the last episode of last season?
I've seen the trailer. I just haven't seen the last.
I think he's in the last episode. I think he's from last season at some point in the last couple episodes. But that's who the bald guy is acting. He's his acting Christmas companion. Because, you know, he regularly has different companions for the Christmas specials.
Yeah.
There's very few Christmas specials where he has his regular companions.
They're usually pretty standalone-y in terms of the story, too.
Almost always, because they're Christmas specials.
Yeah.
Special. Anyway, trailer looks good. Looks, you know, looks like more Doctor Who Christmas special and more Capaldi. Yep. That's always good.
It's the BBC's Christmas present to you.
To you and me.
Thank you, BBC.
That rhymed. All right, you want to go into video games?
Video games.
This one you have an opinion on.
This is the saddest news.
But is it though?
Yeah.
So Dustin Browder is giving a heroic farewell. Dustin Browder, being the game director on Heroes of the Storm at Blizzard, has now he's stepped away from Heroes to join an unannounced project at Blizzard, a la Tom Chilton a couple months ago.
Yep. So the former, I guess, technical director, former now.
Well, yes, now former.
Alan DeBerry.
Yep.
Is stepping in to take on his responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. So it's the person who has already been working on Heroes, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah.
But I do not know who Alan DeBerry is.
I don't either. But I know who Dustin Browder is. He was a great director who had frequent communication with the Heroes
community,
player base.
Community.
There was communication, there was announcements, there was discussion.
Yeah, it's weird, sort of, with Chilton, when he stepped down, I mean, for Legion, you had Ian Hezekostas, the guy who replaced him, had been doing a lot of the communicating for and around Legion. So it was sort of we already know who this guy is. He's already kind of stepping up to it, and this one is just, you know, there was no real, it doesn't seem like there was a torch hand.
Yeah, I've never heard planned. Of this guy before now.
I'm okay with this. They haven't left Blizzard, though. I'm working on a different project, presumably the same project, although I suppose it's possible they're somehow working on two different projects, but I highly doubt that.
Yeah, me too, because it's Blizzard.
And last month, according to this article from IGN, I don't know how trustworthy they're, but this is a pretty easy thing to verify. Last month, Blizzard began hiring for an unannounced first-person game. So, presumably, that's what they're working on.
StarCraft Ghost, get hype.
Some people are thinking it's a single player for Overwatch. And I'm like, no. It's probably not the single player for Overwatch, guys. Because, one, that would be the Overwatch team. And, two, that was Titan and it failed.
Or StarCraft Ghost, get hype.
I'd be okay with that. Nova's getting pretty popular. I mean, she's with the Nova...
That's probably what they're doing. They're just testing the waters.
The Nova what the hell? Not campaign.
Episodes.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. With StarCraft 2. Plus, she just got a comic.
Yeah.
And digital comic.
She's a character in the Heroes.
She is a character. She's a bitch of a character in the Heroes.
But that she's way more nerfed now than she used to be.
Oh, that's good. Because I suppose, it must be. I was 1v1ing her as Uther. Oh, you weren't there. That was when you showed up and I left.
Yeah.
But Andy and I were Team Paladin. He was Crown Prince Arthas, and I was Uther. We were taking things all together. Team Paladin.
Yeah, so Dustin Browder leaving is sad. He was probably one of my favorite game directors ever.
But I'm sure this new guy, I mean, obviously he'll do the whole, hopefully he'll do the same communicating, because all teams are pretty good about it, except for maybe the Diablo team, but that's because the Diablo team isn't really doing much right now.
Yeah.
Except for the Diablo 1 remake.
I'm assuming all the Diablo hardcore people are all shut in to stay off of Twitter and just grind Diablo and sell loot.
Yeah.
Because of the Diablo hardcores I know, that describes them perfectly.
But I'm alright with this. I am hopeful. It is Blizzard. They don't generally hire bad people.
Yeah.
And they have a good community, you know, inside. So
Just saying, though,
I expect continuing good things. That sentence was bad.
This Allen fellow just has some large shoes to try and fit in.
Yeah, well, and yet it's still worse for Hezzel Costas because Tom Chilton was doing the exact same thing, but for a lot longer.
Yeah, but Dustin Browder.
Anyway, oh no, what did I just do?
Oh no, you ruined everything.
I almost did, but it's okay, I fixed it. Okay. So, Andrew, next.
I was scared.
The Last of Us, Part 2, which we missed
Last of Us 2.
The penultimate of us?
The penultimate of us. Yeah.
I think I beat you on that joke.
Yeah, that's okay. Carry on.
We missed this last week by like a couple of hours. I got home.
Yeah, and then
and then half an hour later, they were talking about it on 3 different Discords I was in.
Yeah.
So they have a teaser, I suppose. It's a teaser trailer. It shows Ellie playing a guitar, singing a song.
Singing a song.
And then Joel walking into this house. Bunch of corpses. Yep. So basically, it looks like Ellie's out for Firefly Blood.
Yep. Because if you've played the original, you'll know that they weren't the nicest to Ellie.
They were twats who were going to basically science kill her. Right?
Yeah.
Also, Ashley Johnson's got a great singing voice. I like to throw that out there. That's who voices Ellie.
Oh.
Ashley Johnson. She's also in Critical Role. And another, the Storm King's Thunder D&D thing that Wizards is doing. Yeah, you're going to want to cut out the last minute of this YouTube. I couldn't find a good one that was actually from Sony, so it's some other gaming news thing. So the last minute's like, hey, watch our other videos. But I couldn't find a better one. But she's got a tattoo. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
Yep, she's over Firefly Blood.
I'm hyped for this.
And basically, I believe it has been confirmed that Ellie's the player character.
Yeah.
And two... And I'm guessing it's going to be a little more Metal Gear Solid / Assassin's Creed than the first one. Like, you're killing people. Or Dishonored. Let's go Dishonored. You're killing people.
Hmm.
But also sneaking. I assume it's still going to be stealthy based.
Yeah, because they did stealth really good.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I was able to stealth.
Yeah, because in the first one it was stealth or die in most situations.
Yep. Stealther, you don't have enough ammo to do anything ever.
And I assume since I'm going to find and I'm going to kill every one of them. I think there's going to be some killing in this one, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe some almost losing soul and redemption at the end.
We'll see.
And there's a lot of rumors that for some odd reason people are thinking Joel is dead in this one and he's like a ghost, doing a whole Sixth Sense thing.
He's a ghost.
No, that is a common theory.
That's interesting.
That, you know, the Fireflies somehow caught up with him or something at some point and killed him, and that's what pushed her over the edge or something. That's a theory.
Maybe injured him, I mean.
Yeah, injured is possible. But that's a common theory.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what led me to believe my misremembering of the ending, because I never finished the first game. Which I asked Andrew about earlier. I think before we were actually recording.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know.
The first game is good. It was a game of the year pick for me.
Despite the fact that I never finished it, I really liked the story, the setting of the first one.
It got me to play a stealth game.
Hardcore stealth game.
Yeah. I had to, like, learn how to play a stealth game. It was hard.
Well, yeah.
Stealth horror game.
Yeah.
It is the hardest combination of game types.
Yep.
But I persevered because it's that good.
Also,
and it was on a PlayStation.
Also, Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson are fantastic voice actors.
Yeah.
That is Joel and Ellie.
Yep. Just Troy Baker's every male character.
That's not true. Nolan North is other PlayStation.
North too. Right, sorry.
Other PlayStation thing. Uncharted, that's what it's called. The other PlayStation.
Nolan North and Troy Baker, all of them.
Pretty much for video games. They're very common. Your sole male hero game.
And then for ladies, you got Hale.
Jennifer Hale.
Laura Bailey. And Laura Bailey.
Harp Music. Yeah. You should listen to the latest, like 6 to 8 months ago.
All work, no play.
Because they had Laura Bailey. They were done it was at a Sacramento con, and they had Laura Bailey and Travis Willingham.
Oh, cool.
With them. Because, you know, Laura and Travis are married.
Didn't know that.
I did.
Thanks.
Because I know a lot about voice actors, because I'm a voice actor nerd.
Yep. You are. I know their existence.
All right, let's move on to the next thing. Andrew, how excited are you for it?
I should scroll. Nope.
You wrote this one.
I did. I did
write it. And you can read it. I can see it. It's on the bottom of your screen.
I saw Dustin Browder, and then I got sad again. Marvel vs. Capcom was also, I guess, announced at the same thing as the...
PSX.
Yeah, that's a PSX PlayStation Experience.
I believe so.
Probably. Marvel vs. Capcom subtitle.
It's not like a 3 or anything. It's that relaunch of the series.
Yeah, bring it up to the modern age.
Modern.
I was going to say that, but then I said modern.
I know you. I mean, I assumed you were because you always say it.
Yeah.
Modern.
I've got this thing where I've been saying words wrong intentionally so much that I've doubled back on myself and started saying them right.
To try and say them wrong.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Right.
Anyway, Marvel vs. Capcom. It's coming out. The thing's going to happen.
Yep.
We've seen teaser posters or images of a lot of, you know, Capcom people and Marvel people. I saw an image that was Ryu and Mega Man against, or it was like a slash. It was,
yeah.
It was Miss Marvel, or Captain Marvel, sorry. She's captain now. She got promoted. And
I don't even... Promoted from Miss to Captain.
I mean, she was a major in the Air Force or something, wasn't she?
Yeah, she went Major, Miss, Captain. And that's how it works for ladies.
I think it was like Iron Man was the other one. I don't know. I don't remember.
It's weird that they got Iron Man, Miss Marvel, because I think most of it is X-Men characters. Usually. Wow.
Most of Marvel is X-Men characters.
That is a fair point.
I don't know. Yeah. Look, you know, I might play this one.
I'm excited.
I don't like fighting games per se, but say Injustice.
Yeah.
Was that 3-4 years ago now? Gods Among Us. It was really good. I liked it. And I played it all the way through the story because it was DC. It was characters I liked, mostly.
This is one of the games that gets significantly less interesting as the better you get at it. Because the combos are just this most disgusting nonsense. So watching the pros and like that tournament that they do all the time.
I'm not going to be able to help you. So
that What's-Her-Face cosplays up as into in...
Wow. Now you're searching for two names that I can't help you with.
I want to say Jamie Lee Curtis, but I don't know if that's the right...
Jamie Lee Curtis is an actress, a little bit older. She showed up at the Warcraft thing dressed up as an orc.
Yeah, she shows up to this event and she cosplays all the time.
Interesting.
Anyway, it's like the biggest fighting Evo.
Never heard of it, but I don't pay attention to fighting games.
Yeah, so that one. Watching it, the Marvel vs. Capcom there. It's just like whoever gets the first shot, whoever screws up first is dead. It's gone. That's
generally true of all games with pros, though.
Sometimes. You get some recovery although in
fighting,
other games.
Fighting games are notoriously worse for it.
Yeah, but this is the worst of all of them. You get one wrong move, you're swept up into a combo that lasts forever. And it's not super interesting to watch. Because nothing really happens. It's not a two-sided thing. There's no give and take. Mortal Kombat, there's usually some give and take. Street Fighter, some.
Sure, if you say so.
But this one, you got the teams, and they're going mega, and then the screen keeps going up and up and up and up, and you juggle them higher and higher and higher.
That's ludicrous.
Like, the vertical space on Marvel vs. Capcom is disgusting.
Well, who knows, maybe they'll fix said problems in the new one.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
It seems to be popular for some reason. But on a basic level, this is fun.
I'll probably pick it up. Because it's Marvel.
I just got the third one from my brother on the 360. He was getting rid of a bunch of 360 games. I'm like, yeah.
I like Marvel things, so I'll probably play it despite the fact that I don't like fighters.
Yeah, it's fun.
We don't have any dates or anything yet because it was pretty much just announced, so we'll follow up with it when we have more news. For sure, and 7 years ago. So, last in our game news.
But not least? Wait, no. Yeah, this is the last.
It might actually also be leased. Because we all knew it was coming. One, yeah. it was data mined / leaked. But two, even without that, they've done a Halloween and an Olympics event. We're all pretty sure Overwatch was going to do a holiday event. We just needed the date.
Yep.
And that date is next Tuesday?
What day is it today?
The 10th.
Oh, I'm just super dumb.
So a few days.
Because it's the 12th month.
Yep. It took me a minute or a second. I was like, 12, that can't be right. Oh, right, no, 12th month. Yes. So Tuesday, a few days, probably like the next day after this gets released to the internet, honestly.
Yep.
That means you have to get it up before Tuesday, Andrew.
Tuesday.
Before Tuesday.
Before Tuesday.
Which means I have to edit it and put it up probably tonight. So yeah, their holiday event, they had a thing on their official Twitter that was like, it was a holiday card sort of thing, and it had King's Row all snowy on it, and like sort of dropped and opened, and it was, we invite you to the Overwatch holiday event. Wear Overwatch, or to the holiday event, wear Overwatch, when December 13th. Retweet to RSVP.
RSVP.
RSVP. Why did you just Google? What are these weird... Oh, these are potential holiday skins?
Well, not really. I was looking to see if they had any that were data mined, and it doesn't look like it. I'm expecting some skins that I'm not going to see.
We're definitely going to get, obviously, holiday skins, holiday emotes, victory.
I've been saving in-game gold for this event, so I can get the skin that I want for sure.
Is it going to be Torbjorn?
I don't know. Whatever the skin that I want this one is.
Oh, when you see them, whatever your favorite skin is.
Yeah, because last year I wanted that Mercy one, and I think I got the rest of them.
The Witch Mercy?
Yeah, I got the Junkrat, the
Roadhog. Junkrat, Roadhog, Mercy. I got almost all of them, except Bastion. Maybe Pharah. Maybe I didn't get Bastion.
But I think I got Pharah too.
I have the BlizzCon one, so it's better. Yeah, anyway. So, very soon, I'll be playing some Overwatch because there'll be stuff to unlock.
Yep.
All right. You want to move into comics and books, which is really just comics and mostly Marvel?
Well, I'll tell you what. I do like to move it. Move it.
I'm shaking my head at him.
SMH, as the kids say.
Those people who just quietly went upstairs and dropped something.
Yeah.
It was probably Caitlin's phone.
Possibly.
Charger. Laptop plug.
The sound of our producers.
Anyway, so, Andrew.
That's me.
R.L. Stine knows a man thing or two. Oh, yeah, I went adding or two. They did not write or two. R.L. Stine knows a man thing or two.
That sounds dirty.
They're sliding it across them. So R.L. Stine, as we kind of knew, he was going to do a Marvel project for a little while. And yes, this is R.L. Stine, writer of Goosebumps.
Who likes to drink cheap port and smoke poorly rolled blunts.
In his hot tub, yeah. For context, that was from NSFW. That's an old NSFW show joke.
Name drop.
Name drop. They're now Night Attack. It's not even a name drop anymore.
Twit old kept, name drop.
Twit kept the name. So, yes. So, he's going to be writing a new Man-Thing series. And this hasn't been a Man-Thing series in a long time. You know who Man-Thing is?
No.
He looks a lot, he's a lot like Swamp Thing.
Then maybe.
But he's Marvel's version of Swamp Thing.
No.
Basically, as with everything in the Marvel Universe, somebody tried to remake the Super Soldier Serum. Crazy. And then he became Swamp Thing, basically. But it's got Man-Thing. Who apparently recently regained his ability to speak. And now shit's going down. And he's got to choose what to do. And it's going to be written by Hal Stein, which is just cool.
That is kind of cool.
So I may or may not check this out. I don't know. Man-Thing's always been weird, isn't it?
If it happens in front of me.
Because of Swamp, that whole Swamp Thing, Man-Thing. I've never been the biggest fan of that kind of thing. But
me neither.
I may check it out because, you know, Arl Stein. Why did you just Google him?
I want to know how old he was.
That's a good question. How old is he?
He's 73.
Wow. Really?
I figured he could be 100.
Oh, cow. Anyway, Man-Thing series will begin in March. So, you know, if you like your Arl Stein or Swamp Thing.
His three most recent tweets. The third, the big announcement here about my Marvel comic series, Man-Thing. His next tweet, my big announcement, I'm writing 5 Man-Thing comics. Then his most recent tweet, too old to rock and roll, too proud to sing the blues.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Arl Stein's a cool cat.
That's, yeah, sure. Seems it. Let's move on to the next thing, which is that Iron Fist. I couldn't come up with a good title for it. So, just Iron Fist and R.
That's ironic.
Ugh. You're the worst in the world.
Ironic? Does that make it better or worse?
No. Can't make it better. You also can't make it worse. So anyway, there's also going to be a new Iron Fist comic also in March, which I will definitely pick up because I love myself some Danny Rand. Also, coincidentally, you know what else Iron Fist related launches in March?
Marvel. That's not the right word that I wanted.
Netflix
to say.
Is what you were trying to say. Marvel.
Netflix. They're both red.
Having a good day, huh?
Having a great word day.
Yeah, the Netflix series is on March 17th, so we're launching the comic book series the same month. Because,
coincidence?
Because let's be honest, when the Jessica Jones series started on Netflix, Jessica Jones is a character who had a popularity surge.
You mean Kay's people started, figured out who they were?
Yeah, regular people, not comic fan people.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the important thing, because the comic book people, they were already into comics.
Yeah.
They had their votes.
Yeah. So, it's going to be written by Ed Brisson and art by Mike Perkins.
Perkins.
Basically, Iron Fist. Well, Kunlun basically has in the past sort of been destroyed, which is a big kind of thing for him, as he's sort of the protector of Kunlun, as well as sort of a defender of justice on regular Earth.
In New York.
In New York, mostly, yes. So Kunlun is in ruins. He's sort of lost. And he somehow gets transported to the mysterious island of Liu Xi, where he'll have to face a bunch of kung fu masters, some of whom have very personal reasons to hate him, and other ones who he may or may not have directly met before.
Oh. Cool.
So basically, it's going to be more kung fu action with chi-empowered fists on one side, and who knows what else is coming at him on the other side.
On the other.
So, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Martial arts comics.
This is like that tower. Nope. Enter the Dragon.
That tower.
Yeah. Well, it's a tower.
Man. It's a good thing we don't get money for this. Yet.
All
right. So Iron Fist coming in March. I will definitely check them out. at least, you know, maybe not in 2017, but maybe 2018, 2019 when I catch up, you know.
Yep.
You know how it is.
The year previous, it becomes the year current.
I mean, hell, I only just watched them finish watching the Luke Cage and FX series.
That came out this year, right?
Yeah, that came out this year.
Well, that's something.
You know, but it was Netflix, and it came out like 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, well, I'm not done yet.
You started it?
Yeah, I'm like more than halfway through it.
It's good.
It's just hard, because we've been distracted by other shows.
Sweet cameo. There's a couple of sweet cameos in it. You know, if you like that. Which is why, when I ruined it, quote unquote, for Tom last night, and I was like, you don't care, you don't even care who that person is.
Yeah, I already forgot.
Yeah, I figured you would. Anyway, next on the docket for comics is, I'll read Vampirella for a quarter. Because honestly, I'm not really that interested in Vampirella as a character. She's sort of this vampire-powered monster hunter. She's kind of like Blade, but not quite.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
her. With a ludicrous costume.
Yeah, that's the only thing about her I know.
Yeah,
it's the ludicrous costume.
It's the only thing about her most people know. So
she is a vampire, yeah?
I think she's a vampire.
Well, I can figure it out for a quarter.
She's been... Yeah, exactly. She's not had her own series, I don't think, for a little while. But Dynamite next year... I guess she has been. She's been... Maybe she didn't have her own comic. She was in this year. But Dynamite Comics is going to be sort of starting a new Vampirella series next year at some point, but it doesn't tell me when. Here, you read that. Maybe I'll skim, because I'm probably better at skimming than you.
Yeah, by all the words.
But basically... She's going to, I think it sounds like she's going to be going to, like, the future. So her weird vampire fantasy powers are going to be facing off against sort of sci-fi type stuff. It's going to be weird, but also cool.
February 2017.
That's at the end. It's at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so Dynamite will be releasing issue 0. So for people who can learn who she is and sort of get an intro into the new series.
Figured if she is a vampire.
For a quarter. In February.
Well, that's an American quarter, right? So that's like 50, 75 cents Canadian.
Maybe. I don't know how that's going to work.
Possibly a dollar. We'll see how next year goes.
Nonetheless, it's quite cheap for this sort of introduction thing. And that's really the only reason I put it in the notes. It's a really interesting idea to get people sort of into or interested in your comic.
Gateway comic?
Yeah, it's a gateway comic. Yeah, it's a gateway drug.
The first hit is a quarter.
First hit's cheaper, and then
that's when they get
once
you.
They got you, it's just going to go up.
So comics are drugs.
Yes. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm. You roll them up and smoke them.
No, don't do that. Actually, as it comes to that, they're worth the collectibles money, but really, they're new comics really aren't worth.
Yet.
May never be.
They got to age.
Yeah, but even then, they won't be worth anything. Most of them... Like Marvel or DC, like big comics, even Dark Horse and Image and Dynamite won't be worth anything like the old ones are.
But they will when the apocalypse happens.
Well, maybe.
Maybe there'll be very few that actually survive.
Survive, yes. But as it stands, should there not be an apocalypse, they have printed so many of them.
But it's always smart to prepare.
Anyway.
Prepare for the apocalypse.
Let's move on to the next thing, I guess I just got lazy on this one, because I probably could have found a good title for it, but I just put the title of the comic, so, Fighting Fantasy. That's, like, easy, I could have done it, but I guess I got lazy. So, Fighting Fantasy is, I think it was I don't know exactly what it was, game books, so I don't know, I don't know. Tabletop style game, I think. Because, yeah, in 1982, Steve Jackson and Ian Livingston launched the Fighting Fantasy series of game books. So, yeah.
It's probably some kind of RPG.
Yeah, that's what I mean, some sort of tabletop-y type thing. But I'd never actually heard of it. And I did not do the due diligence, because apparently I got lazy today when I was writing all these notes.
Damn, Simon, you're so lazy.
So now Titan Comics has picked up the license and is going to bring this post-apocalyptic road trip series to comics. So I'm going to read the blurb. So, in the new comic series, an unknown virus has wiped out over 85% of the world's human population. Former I-400 driver Bella De La Rosa is one of the 15% living every day as if it were her last. Now, 18 months after the collapse of civilization, faced with a new world order where violence and chaos rule the freeway, she must hone her racing skills and survive any way she can. So basically, it's Mad Max / Twisted Metal / Carmageddon.
Final Fantasy seems to just be, yeah, an RPG thing that also transitioned into books, shows, action figures, video games, and it is just this / this / this. So you got mummies, you got robots, you got samurai, you got demons, you got rebels, you got Temple of Terror, Space Assassin,
well,
House of Hell, Scorpion Swamp.
This one is taking post-apocalyptic freeway.
Yeah. Out of the Mad Max.
Mad Maxian. Yep.
Twisted Metal.
Carmageddon. I love Carmageddon. I haven't picked up the new game on Steam yet, but I kind of want to check it out. Also, the art is very Mad Maxian.
Yeah.
It looks cool. Andy Ewington will write this new series with original creator Ian Livingston. Did I say Livingston before? I think I may have. But it's Livingston. Ian Livingston. And Simon Colby will be the artist.
Wow.
And it'll be a 4-issue miniseries, so it's not going to be a continuing series. But a 4-issue miniseries, which will start in May next year. Get your Mad Max that's not Mad Max on.
They had a board game published by Games Workshop.
Oh man, we should see if that's available.
It's called The Warlock of Firetop Mountain.
There would be a reason that even if I saw it, I would have ignored it.
Yeah.
That's a bad title.
But it's in this series. It's published by Games Workshop and designed by Steve Jackson. That's so weird.
We should see if it's available.
1986.
Oh, that's only like 4 years after they started the apparently genre-hopping series.
And then they got another board game, Legend of Zagor.
Okay, see,
in 93.
I would have maybe looked at that one. Yeah. It's not a title that brings you in, but it's also not like that first title. That's just like, oh god, really?
It is a D20 system role playing adventure.
Sweet, I love D20 systems. I know them.
Yeah.
None of that Fantasy Flight specialized dice bullshit.
Yeah, get out of here, Fantasy Flight. No, please don't listen to me. Come back. I love you. Take my money.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry. Anyway, last on the docket, and I think most exciting,
the docket.
Cable through time.
Cable so cutter. Cord cutter. Damn it.
Yeah, it's cord cutter. Good try, though. Good try.
Tried.
So, there was a tease about this, but there was a lot of, over the past few months, a lot of teases of the resurrection with X.
Yep.
Cable was one of them because there's been a big push from new X-Men comics because Marvel had cut X-Men comics down to, you know, maybe one or two X-Men series, but like a Wolverine series.
Probably out of spite.
Oh, definitely out of spite, because they did it about the same time they did Final. They were like, no more Fantastic Four. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And this one actually sounds, this Cable comic actually sounds cool. But
Cable is cool.
But also, yeah, I love Cable.
He's so cool.
Despite, even though I hate his father, I hate Cyclops with a passion. I always have. And I always will.
That. Me too. I hate Cyclops.
Yeah, he's Nathan Summers. That's his name.
Yeah.
But Cable is 120 million times better than Cyclops.
Most of the X-Men.
Yeah, he's pretty great. And this is something that hasn't really been done for a while, despite the fact that's kind of Cable's shtick, is his sort of time warrior.
Yeah.
But, so the blurb for this one is, with all of time hanging in the balance, there's only one man with the skills to save it. A new foe has emerged, bending time and manipulating history to his own sinister ends. Picking up a threat to the time stream and the universe itself, Cable sets off on a high-octane, history-spanning chase to save reality as we know it. From a six-gun duel at high noon to a sword fight in feudal Japan, Cable must fight to keep history from unraveling.
Cable's so cool.
So yeah, basically, James Robinson, the writer, has been like, has mentioned that that's sort of Cable, that's supposed to be one of Cable's main things, that he protects the times. He time travel is his thing, and he tries to keep it from being all fucky.
Right.
He's sort of like the Doctor that way, except with guns and a metal arm and
many grenades.
Psionic powers, kind of. Except most of his psionic powers are keeping the technovirus from killing him.
Yeah. Cable's so cool. Guys, Cable's cool.
So basically, the writer has been said, has mentioned time periods of 15th century Japan, World War I, Stone Age, Victorian England. Except they're going to be a little more crazy in sci-fi because the villain is fucking with time.
Yeah.
The artist is going to be Carlos Panchico is probably how you pronounce
that. We'll go with that one.
Sounds most like a name.
I wasn't even going to try.
Where did the date go? I've lost the date. I had it a minute ago. The date is gone. I lost it. Maybe it didn't have. Maybe I never had the date. Maybe I lied. No, this one doesn't have a date. This does not have a date on this article. Never mind. But sometime next year. And you better fucking believe I'll be talking about it again later. Mm. And also, interestingly, this is what I want to mention. Because with this big push from more X-Men comics now.
Deadpool.
No, I was going to talk about the 2018, I think it is, unannounced or untitled Fox Marvel movie.
Woo!
Which is a thing that is on the docket. And as you may or may not know, Fox is the one who owns the movie rights to X-Men.
But now you know.
And so with the popularity of Spider-Man and Civil War, and Sony and Marvel thing doing the Homecoming, and their ideas, this is just rumors and people thinking maybe that this means Fox is sort of doing the same thing, with not giving them back the rights.
But they want in on some
of that sweet cheddar. Some of that sweet, sweet Marvel money. because let's be honest, X-Men 1, 2, and 3 got less and less money, less and less popular as they went on, as did the new ones, the First Class. And
then Deadpool was pretty good.
And Deadpool was fantastic, actually. But Deadpool was kind of its own beast because they just decided to go, fuck it, let's go full on R-rated. No, we're not going to water this down at all.
They opened doors.
Yeah. To make that Logan movie that looks really good. It's also going to be R-rated. But those two particular characters, one, bring their own popularity into it if you just sort of let them go R-rated.
Yeah.
Whereas with the rest of the X-Men, it's a little more difficult, I would say. Rumors are that there's going to be an X-Men or a Fox Marvel X-Men, bringing the X-Men back into the cinematic universe, which also may be why they dropped the Inhumans as a movie and moved it to TV, since they had all that Inhuman stuff happening in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Because if they're getting an X-Men movie, they don't need the Inhumans to take the X-Men's place.
Right.
But these are all rumors. We don't know
yet. I still think it'll be kind of hard to integrate them into the MCU.
Yeah, no, it'll be weird.
It'll be overwhelming, basically.
Yeah.
Depending on how they do it.
You'd have to not, be 90s Marvel, where everything was a mutant. Have to be post Scarlet Witch. House of M? Is that what it was? Where she just decreed, she found out her kids were fake, made by her, subconsciously made by her own mutant powers, and went crazy and said no more mutants, and 98% of the mutants or something else, like 90% of mutants lost their powers.
Yeah.
And that led directly into Hope being born, the first mutant born post that, and Cable protecting her, and that great Cable series for a while.
We mentioned that Cable's cool.
Cable, John Wick 2.
Cable and babies, and John Wick 2.
Cable, man. Is that a possible, can we make that a crossover? Cable and John Wick?
Why not? Come with me, I need your help. We must protect time.
That would be the best. Would that be a comic? I guess that would have to be a comic crossover.
I'm surprised there isn't a John Wick comic.
I know, because John Wick, the movie, is so comic booky.
I know.
It's so pulp. Oh, here it is. Here we go, guys. You guys said you were getting an episode that was not going to get a John Wick diatribe. You were wrong.
So wrong.
Anyway. Is John Wick based on... Okay, you just... Yeah. But yes. So you better believe I'll be talking about Cable later. I've certainly announced the date. Because I'm going to pick this one up. For sure, this will be on my actual list. I will read it in the year it comes out. Because I am a big-ass Cable fan. What? Marvel Ultimate Alliance games? As soon as he's unlocked, he's always the player... The character I play, he's always on my team.
Marvel vs. Capcom, he's always on my team.
I've never played those games, but when I pick up the new one, if I pick up the new one, he would definitely be on my team.
Cable, Sentinel, MODOK, these are staples. MODOK. Sentinel is the cheapest.
Is like the robots? Or is
yeah.
There a,
okay. Yeah.
Weird. That just seems a weird addition.
Yeah, it is a kind of weird addition in this group of heroes, but I guess, you know.
A group of individual characters instead of mass-produced giant robots, because yeah. That's kind of what Sentinels are. Anyway, so that's all we got for this week as Andrew's. Wow, that is a lot of writing.
It is a lot of writing.
You were not going to read that.
No, that's why I'm scrolling. scrolling quite quickly.
So that's all we got for this week. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
I am at DUP3.
And you can follow the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. You can find our website at GweeklyNews.com, where our show notes with all those beautiful, beautiful YouTube links for the trailers that we talked about are. You can comment, you can find old blogs, and maybe Andrew will have published new ones soonish or something.
Yeah.
He said he was working on them last week.
Still keep an eye out for this anime series that I'm starting. I'm going to be releasing those soon.
Oh. The anime blog series.
Yeah.
Not an anime series. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, surprise, I made an anime.
That's where it is. That's the Cable John Wick crossover. It's anime.
Man, that'd be good too.
Yep. We could do it. Well, I mean, we couldn't do it, but it could be done.
Also, in this Google search, it brought me into this VR experience that's being made to promote John Wick Chapter 2.
Awesome.
It's being developed with Lionsgate, and I lost who the video game company was, but it's going to be published on HTC Vive, and it's going to be like a Chronicles thing with, okay, John Wick Chronicles is the name of the game as well.
Terrible name.
Yeah. But it's pretty much just like set up shop and then just go to town, murder, sniping, etc.
Well, maybe I'll have to pick up a Vive.
This is cool.
Just for that, and I don't know, probably something else. Oh, I can't pick up a Vive. They require a room.
They don't require a room.
Oh, do they not require it?
They don't require it. It's an enhanced experience.
Everybody I know has a room that they set it up in.
Yeah, the Vive and the Oculus, you can get one or the other. They're fundamentally the same thing, but
yes.
The Vive has the option to go to room scale.
And they have, although Oculus is coming out with new controllers as well.
Yeah, they came out and it works basically the same. It's just got different tracking technology. So they both have room scale. Doesn't matter which one you get. It's all preference.
Wow. Vive, because they have a John Wick game.
Yeah. Well, they're partnered with it. I'm sure that you can still get it working on the Oculus.
Doesn't matter. It's partnered with them. That means it's going to work better on them.
That's true.
Anyway.
It's on Steam VR.
Also, you can email us at feedback@gweeklynews.com, and you can tell us that we should probably not go on diatribes in the middle of our farewell, our closing time.
I'm going to add a link to this John Wick Chronicles.
We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/Gweekly News, and we're on iTunes, where we would love a rating and review. February 2017, that's when John Wick game comes out. Interesting. That's soon.
Yeah. Man, I found news for John Wick.
So, yeah, if only you'd done that before we started the show.
Been trying since the show started, though.
Mm. Oh yeah, your Google Foos is bad.
This also includes the Payday 2, the Payday 2 John Wick pack, and the
I got that before I even watched John Wick. Mostly because it came with akimbo, and I love akimbo.
Right.
Which is two pistols. We should play Payday 2 sometime.
We should. Every time I watch John Wick, I remember that he's in that game, and I'm like, man, I want to play that game, kinda.
Maybe we should play it tonight, who knows? I got time. Actually, I probably don't have time. Erica will probably be angry at me if I go home and play a video game instead of spending time with her, since, you know, I've now spent hours here doing this.
This game is room scale, too.
Okay, Andrew, we're done now.
And it says it does support the Oculus Rift.
We're done now. I've already said iTunes. Please give us a rating and review. You can tell us.
It's $21.99.
You guys can tell us that we really shouldn't do this at the end, either on the comments on the website or email us or maybe in your iTunes review. Or if you're a person we know personally, you can just come up and tell us.
Hey, stop with the John Wick thing. And if you haven't seen John Wick, just watch it.
I'll end it to you. I'm cutting you off now.
It's also on Netflix.
We're done. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next week is still good, right?
Yep.
Next Saturday. And then sometime after that, we'll figure out when our next recording is after that.
Oh boy, next Saturday is our movie awards.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And I assume Rogue One will be your number one.
Probably. I really hope so. If it's not, it's really bad.
Probably. Andrew's a Star Wars fanboy and a half. As you may be able to tell from the 3 Star Wars comics and 3 Star Wars books or whatever it was.
Oh boy, I am really diverse in my yeah. So there were more of the Star Wars I've consumed this year. I just didn't want to put them on the list. It should be noted.
Okay. Thank you for putting up with us, and we'll see you next week. A pretty easy achievement. It's just do the 3 murky quests.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an achievement for it, and I've still done it.
I've done them.
You've done all 3 of them?
Yeah.
And the world, I think that the world quests, actually. I think they're the world quest version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't only done one. Mostly because I hate world quests.
But I love murky.
I don't really care about murky. I don't hate world quests, I just don't like them.
I like them better than dailies.
Yeah, I think they're better than dailies because they're on a 2 or 3 day rotation.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're the exact same thing as dailies.
Yep. But they're better.
Slightly. But I finished doing my 10 more Suramar dailies.
Suramar.
And then I had to go kill some things. And then I had to go meet Khadgar and Liadrin and some other elf I didn't know. Their army that's amassed on the door of Suramar City. And then go kill some more things. Meet some scouts. Use the group finder for the second time to find a group so that I could kill an elite for a request.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm on the bleeding edge of content again. Because they didn't give me any more quests. I was like, oh, none of the 4 of you have more quests for me now? Oh, I guess I'm caught up.
What was that Sony thing that went on?
PlayStation Experience? PSX, wait. I believe it was PSX. That's where the Last of Us thing was from.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember where you went for it. Why did you get it?
I didn't really care about the rest of it. I'll be honest with you.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, right, yeah, that's the thing. I seen the poster.
Yeah.
Or cover art, I'm not sure which. And the people saying, oh, you should add these characters in.
I saw some people talking about how it's, they're concerned about it because they won't be able to use characters from the previous games because of Disney. And I don't think it works like that.
No, it's video games.
Yeah.
The video games are a different license than the movies.
This was on the Giant Bombcast, actually.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah. I was yelling at my
licensing. Earphones. The licensing for the movies are completely different than licensing for video games.
Yeah.
Which are completely different than the licensing for comics, obviously, because Marvel has all the licenses for their own comic book characters. Except maybe Spawn. Spawn was a Marvel character at one point, wasn't it? I think, and then they let somebody else take it.
I don't know.
There's a one like that, I think. It might not be Spawn. There's somebody like that who was originally a Marvel character. Or maybe it was originally another character and Marvel picked up. It may or may not be Spawn. But it was something weird like Spawn. Spawn. Spawn.
Are we wasting all this content?
No, I'm recording it.
Okay.
Well, I've been recording for 5 minutes. Because I initially started this as a test.
Good test.
That's going to be too loud. I'm looking at it because I'm way too close to the mic, which this I know. For the sound wave tells me so.
I was trying to go there, but I couldn't bridge it, and then you did it. You nailed it.
Also trying to get to him.
Yeah, you stuck that landing.
Well, I spent a lot of my Sundays in church.
Yep, me too.
And summers at Bible camp.
Me too. But I went to some of those cool New Age Bible camps where they got, like, DJs and real bands that are, well, I mean, real, oh boy.
Like Thousand Foot Crutch? Thousand Foot Crutch is actually a good band.
They are a good band. It was like that. Thousand Foot Crutch light.
Yeah, Thousand Foot Crutch can get pretty damn heavy.
Yeah.
No, there's actually some really good Christian bands. Barlow Girl was a really one. It was a group I used to really like. They're super Christian. Like, you can't separate the Christian message from their songs. Which is whatever.
Reliant K was good. I like them.
Reliant K was very good.
And that's what Crutch.
There's the only three that I come up with off the top of my head.
Yeah. Newsboys.
I don't know them.
You don't know Newsboys?
At least I don't remember them.
I'm sure that if you listen to any...
Oh, probably.
You would have.
I'm sure I did. I may or may not have a... There was a rapper that I liked. It was a really... He was actually... He did a thing in Waterloo. There's a thing in Waterloo. I don't know if they still do it, but I went to one or two of them. Mm-hmm. A big gathering thing. And he went to the one... Like, after I stopped going, he did it. And I was like, man, that guy's awesome. I really kind of wish I had gone to that one. What did you just Google?
Not something that would have brought me up, I don't think. But there was a rapper who went to one of the church camp things, and he was really good.
Is that... Shit. I'm trying to remember the song, because there was one song that was really memorable by this guy. KJ52. KJ52 was the rapper I was trying to think of. His big song was Deer Slim. It was actually really good.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah, it was really good.
Deer Slim, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I Googled. And I was like, is that the song, Stan? The actual Eminem song, Stan? Because I can see results about Stan on the side here. (clears throat) 2002. God, that song is that old.
Oh, boy.
How old are we? Because yep. I was not young. I mean, I guess comparatively I was young when that came out. Oh, man, you know what's really funny, though? You Google Deer Slim, you get the video from YouTube, then you get the lyrics, then you get the lyrics to Eminem's Stan. Because the third thing is Stan. Anyway, we should probably get started. It's 8 o'clock.
Hopping off of Christian bands.
It's 8 o'clock, Andrew. Oh, Secret Wars for this year, too, right? Secret Wars 2. Which is kind of the reason people are like, really, you're doing Civil Wars again? And then you're doing Civil War again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real original, guys.
I mean, I don't even remember what the first Secret Wars was, or the new Secret Wars was. But I know Civil War 2 was at least a different concept that had the people fighting. It wasn't, you know, the same concept. The same reason, I suppose. It's the same concept. There's a different reason why they were fighting. Notably different reason. It was not registration. Which is kind of what it was in the movie. A little bit.
A little bit. Just a different kind of registration.
Yeah.
I think that registration makes more sense.
Yeah, but
it wouldn't make sense on the scale of the comics.
Of the comics, because there wasn't that many heroes.
Yeah, all of you work for us now.
What I really want to know is, did New Six Gun Gorilla come out this year? Because that should just go on the list even though we haven't read it. Who cares? It is Winston McCree. Actually, which is funny. Those are the two Overwatch characters that I know the voice actor of well enough to recognize them. Is that a Spider-Man? What is that? Weird-looking Spider-Man.
It's the dumbest. Amazing.
I know they're also doing a Miles Morales Spider-Man Spider-Gwen crossover with a romance. There's going to be romance between Spider-Gwen and Miles Morales. Which I was like, oh god. It was one of the covers was them doing the upside down kiss. And I was like, god, come on. Come on, people.
Come on.
Come on. It's now 8:10.
Oh.
We should start soon.
Okay.
Because you know we're going to be talking for like 2 hours. And then I'm going to have to edit this starting 15 minutes to pare down the dead air and probably take out some of the useless noises.
Useless noises?
Like the...
Bah.
Those do not look like real comics, Andrew.
I am on Tumblr. Boy, how did I get here? All right.
Bad Google foo, that's how.
There was a Star Wars that came out. Star Wars comics. There was more than one, I should say.
Yes, there's the one with Dr. What's-Your-Fuck. And the other ones. I can't remember what the one with the doctor whatever her name is.
I know Vader Down came out.
Yeah, and I believe the doctor, what's her name, was in the Vader comic before her own, or maybe Vader was in her comic first.
I think she was in Vader's
prisoner.
First.
She was like a prisoner of Vader for a while.
Yeah, I think she was in Vader's first.
But I don't remember her name, probably because I didn't read it.
Shatter's Empire is 2015.
We've now been recording for almost 14 minutes.
Did you read Lando?
Huh?
Did you read Lando?
No. I've not read any Star Wars comics or Star Wars books.
Oh, carry on.
Period. I know, I'm a terrible fan. I also don't have first night tickets to Rogue One. I don't know when I'm going to see it because it probably won't even be the opening weekend because I probably can't get tickets.
We've got an entire row.
I know. I saw it.
We did it. We finished
it. You guys are in M.
Yeah.
Because Evan's got 3 for him, Mandy, and Tom. You and Caitlin. Yeah. And John, I assume.
And Justin and Erica.
Justin and Erica.
My mom and my aunt.
Really? Your mom and your aunt are going to midnight, 10 o'clock showing?
Yeah, and Christian's going.
Oh, man. I'll probably get this out.
Okay.
You know. We're gonna have to. This is also why I don't want to have to get this going for too long. I'm already gonna have to be listening to 15 minutes of. What are you looking up now?
Skull Kickers.
Oh, right. Skull Kickers.
Damn it.
What?
They don't have anything?
Nothing came out this year?
No. What's the other one? I'm just really catching up on stuff that was out already.
Yep, me too. I mean, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, we got a fifth. Rat Queens.
It's good stuff. Or so I hear. I've never actually read Rat Queens. I hear it's good. It looks good. It sounds good.
It is good.
But I've never gotten
it's
around.
It's funny. It doesn't take itself seriously. Caitlin's read it too. Alright, well, I got 5 comics, so we'll just order them.
Of which I've read 1.
Nailed it.
I've also only read.
Which one did you read? The Saga?
Saga.
So you read the one that I didn't read.
Score. It's the latest Saga. I picked it up when we were in Brampton.
Bramladesh?
Bramptown.
Bramptown?
No. That's not. Let's not call it that.
Cut this part out.
All right, yeah. Now that we've done 17 minutes of this, that I'm going to have to go through. Ready to start?
Enjoy, listeners.
Okay, that was creepy. Hey, are you ready?
Yeah.